Welcome to this Rock the Flock podcast. Listen to the full two-hour show each Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. on 89.7 WJHO.
This is Rock the Flock on 89.7 WJHO and the Rock the Flock podcast for the week of February 2nd, 2025. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. Thank you for tuning in. I really do. I love this. This is just an awesome show created for independent Christian artists. Now, we do have label artists throughout the show, but as this show grows, and it is every week now because I'm talking to more and more Christian independent artists, they'll be filling up the spots. You can listen to the show right here on 89.7 WJHO, also online at 897WJHO.org. And you can get on your phone and download the Radio Alabama app. In this episode, we'll be talking with Miss Ann Wiltson. Who is Ann Wiltson? She is a superstar Christian singer. We'll learn all about her and much more right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome to Rock the Flock Radio. This is Greg Wyckoff. Joining me this week, I have the honor and the blessing of having Miss Ann Wiltson on the show. How are you doing, Miss Ann?
I'm doing good. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, we talked about it. You blew me away the first time we interviewed on the Mixed Sunday Morning Show. But like we talked, we're on a brand new show. You have a brand new audience to be able to speak to, which is just too cool.
Absolutely. I'm so excited.
Well, who is, if you have a minute, who is Miss Ann Wiltson?
Well, I am a Christian recording artist. I am from Lexington, Kentucky. I grew up wanting to be an astronaut and work for NASA my whole life, really. I always had a passion for space and math and science and just thought that's for sure what I was going to do with my life. I grew up in a Christian home, which shaped a lot of who I am today, and I'm really thankful for that. Grew up in the church. And then me and my family went through a really tragic time in our lives when really the course of everything changed for me and what I was going to do with my life was when my brother was tragically killed in a car accident when he was 23 years old. His name was Jacob, and when he passed, it was a very traumatic time in our lives where a lot of things just came into perspective. And for me, it was that I wanted to really spend my life and however many years I was going to be given on earth to spread the gospel and to lead people to Jesus. And for me, that was through music. So ever since my brother passed in 2017, I've been on this journey of writing songs, recording songs, going on tours, you know, really just spreading the gospel and trying to leave people with hope every single night when I'm on stage.
Amen. Well, I follow you on your social media platforms, and I love where God has what he's done and what he's doing in your life. So when we come back, we're going to talk about what you're doing right now on the Winter Jam Tour. We'll be back with Miss Ann Wiltson on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Joining me, my very special guest this week, Miss Ann Wiltson. Ann, thank you for sharing a little bit of your testimony. It's powerful, and it does. It reminds us that even, like the Bible says, we're never always going to be on top of the mountain. You know, they're the valleys, but that when we're in the valleys, God is with us.
Absolutely.
Well, you're on this little tour, this little show called the Winter Jam Spectacular, and you're on stage with nine other little artists, some little pre-jam artists that you only fill up stadiums and event centers all over the country. How's Winter Jam going?
It's incredible. It's been a really fun tour. Has been one of my favorite tours I've ever been a part of. And yeah, it's so fun. Every night just getting to perform in front of thousands of people, it's incredible.
Well, I was able to interview John Cooper of Skillet a few weeks ago, and I love I love skillet. Are we going to have an Ann Wilson skillet mashup on stage?
We might. I need to talk to them about that. That would be amazing.
Well, I know we are really strapped for time, but you know, I just want to say, I want to thank you for taking the time. Because I can't imagine your day. I've heard from the other artists, you're scheduled pretty much throughout the morning with interviews. And I want to thank you, because I could tell the first time we spoke, you're so genuine. You know, God has given you this gift of authenticity. He's given you this humbleness and this ecstatic energy. So thank you.
Yes, thank you. That's sweet of you to say.
Well, we'll wrap it up in the next segment. So we'll be right back with Miss Ann Wilson on Rock the Flock Radio. Thank you for tuning in to Rock the Flock Radio. If you don't know my guest, you need to get out from the tree you're behind or the hole you've been in all your life. Because Miss Ann Wilson will blow you away. We got a snippet of her testimony. You can go to her webpage. I'll put all the information and get you linked up to get her full testimony and some links to go straight to her music. Because My Jesus is one of my favorite songs. Well, if you have just a second, I'd like to close this out in a prayer, Miss Ann.
Absolutely.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for this wonderful opportunity. I thank you that you have sustained this child of God. Lord, I ask that you give Anne the strength, Lord. I ask that you continue to give her the courage, Lord, to stand for you each and every night. Heavenly Father, be with her as she travels. Be with her voice. Be with her health. Send angels to protect her. And bless each and every step of her life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Miss Ann. How can people connect with you?
Oh, social media, Ann Wilson Music, and then online at AnnWilsonOfficial.com.
Well, thank you again for your time, Miss Ann Wilson, on Rock the Flock Radio. Well, they say time flies when you're having fun, and what a quick 2 hours. Hopefully soon the show will expand to 3, 4, and maybe even 5 hours as the artists are continually coming. I was just this week on the phone with a Christian independent artist from the state of Idaho. So that's a new place for a Rock the Flock artist, and I'm totally excited. I want to thank all of the artists who already are part of the show. And I'm excited about all the new ones that will join, because this is what it's all about. It's a platform for Christian independent artists to have their music played each week. And when you can sit back and listen to their music, but also listen to the wonderful testimonies that you normally wouldn't get to hear on any other radio station. So I want to thank Radio Alabama for this opportunity. And I really want to take a second to thank Lee Perryman for what he's done. You will never know what all he's done for this show. But thank you, Lee. I want to thank all the listeners. I couldn't do this without all the kind comments. I thank the Lord for that, and I hope he continues to bless you. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you again for another week. Lord, I ask you to bless the artist on the show. Lord, I ask you to bless the ones that are coming to the show, that you will send those, Lord, that you want here, and that, Lord, this show will bless them, and Lord, that this show will bless you, that it will expand your kingdom. I ask you to take this show to heights that I will never be able to see. Lord, expand it, Lord, for your kingdom. Be with our listeners, guide them, protect them through this week. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, coming up next week on the show, you know, it was great to have Ann Wilson this week. And next week will be Colton Dixon, another mainstream labeled big time Christian artist that I'm humbled to be able to interview for the second time. He's on the Winter Jam tour coming to Birmingham, and he's going to take a few minutes to put aside and chat with me. I hope you have a great week, and I hope that you have peace during this week. There's a lot going on in our world. There's a lot in the news. And when we really don't know what to believe, what's the truth, because there's so much coming out right now, and it seems like, hey, it is the truth. There's only one truth, and that's Jesus. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but through me. So lean on him, trust in him, and it'll be okay. Well, I'm Greg Wyckoff, signing off for Rock the Flock Radio.
Thanks for listening to Rock the Flock. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 on 89.7 WJHO. 897WJHO.org, 89.7 WJHO on the Radio Alabama app, or on Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.